by matching payments made for the PAYE, we can tell the difference between employers who would have paid PAYE but did not pay NIS. And according to that, we believe that about 4,000 employers in Trinidad and Tobago are not compliant with making their regular NIS payments. Now that we are able to track such persons, we are going to really crack down on persons who have not been paying their NIS. But at the same time, we're implementing this amnesty to give prisoners an opportunity to become compliant, because we understand that the country has just come out of a two-year global crisis in terms of COVID, where some persons, especially the SMEs, would not have been up to date on their payments. So we want to give them a chance to get up to date and to make their payments and be compliant. But the penalties for persons who are not compliant are going to be extremely strict and severe, and the NIB is going to be coming after those persons in a very stringent manner from here forward.